from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, the Toms River School Board is defying an order from the state to shut down after the board rejected a demand to approve a budget for next school year. The school board plans to file for bankruptcy and intends to continue with its summer education program. The issue stems from the district's battle over state aid that has resulted in steep cuts to district programs. The Toms River District has lost $175 million in state aid, which has forced it to cut jobs and sell off property. A Mattawan woman admits to leaving the scene of a hit-and-run last year that killed a pedestrian.
Sonia Gomez has pleaded guilty to second-degree leaving the scene of a fatal crash in connection with the September death of Judith Fox Hernandez. Loved ones say the 58-year-old Aberdeen woman was out jogging when she was struck at a local intersection. The beloved mother, wife, and sister died of her injuries weeks later. Gomez was arrested after police traced the crash to her Honda Pilot. The 65-year-old faces up to 3 years in state prison when sentenced in August. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A Morris County man wearing a mask is charged with robbing a Dover deli on Saturday. The prosecutor's office says Dwayne Brown, who lives in Wharton, pointed a gun at a customer and two clerks demanding money. He made off with $360 from the Richards Avenue deli. Brown was arrested the next day. Speaking during a press conference following his tour of the Alligator Alcatraz Detention Center for Unauthorized Immigrants in Florida, President Trump said the conduct of former Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was grounds for arrest.
Was he given a pardon, Mayorkas? Was he not?
I don't believe so.
Well, I take a look at that one, because what he did is it's beyond incompetence. Something had to be done. Now, with that being said, he took orders from other people.
Trump's immigration agenda got a huge boost when the Supreme Court ruled that lower court judges could not universally block his executive order ending birthright citizenship, though it is unlikely the order will take effect before further litigation. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Will we get hit by more thunderstorms? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. It will be humid through the rest of this afternoon as clouds break for some sunshine. High temperatures will be in the low to mid 80s. It will become clear tonight. It will be still a muggy night. Lows in the low to mid 60s. And mostly sunny tomorrow. A late day or early evening thunderstorm in spots. We'll have highs in the upper 80s to near 90. Then the sky clears later tomorrow night, and that sets the stage for a beautiful 4th of July on Friday. Lots of sunshine, low humidity. High temperature Friday in the low 80s. Of sunshine and some clouds mixed in on Saturday. Still looks like a pretty nice day overall. High temperatures will be in the mid to upper 80s. Then it heats up a little bit more by Sunday. Highs will be up near 90 with a mix of sun and clouds. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
It's 83 in Rockaway, 84 in Franklin, 75 Beach Haven. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.